The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Entertainment News. I'm Ira Melman. Longtime U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, only the second woman to serve on the court, died from complications with cancer. Ginsburg, a stalwart liberal and champion of women's rights, died at her home in Washington, surrounded by her family. She was 87. Over the past few years, two films paid tribute to her life and accomplishments. VOA's Penelope Pulu has the story.
There are 178 laws that differentiate on the basis of sex.
Women can't work overtime.
We have to get credit cards in our husband's name.
We're not allowed to work in
something. This is amazing.
The film On the Basis of Sex follows the challenges Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg faced in a man's world, starting with her first year as a law student at Harvard in 1954.
Welcome to Harvard Law School.
Ladies, let's go around the table and report who you are and why you're occupying a place that could have gone to a man.
The film also looks into her private life as a mother and a wife. At some point, she was supporting her convalescent husband, who had suffered testicular cancer, by attending both her classes and his at Harvard.
All I ask of our brethren is that they take their feet off our necks.
The documentary RBG chronicles Justice Ginsburg's life from birth to her immigrant Jewish family in Brooklyn, New York, to her fights and legal victories for gender equality before the Supreme Court. That led to her appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court in 1993 by President Bill Clinton, and then her rise as a pop culture icon after publications and websites coined her as Notorious RBG.
Every time Justice Ginsburg wrote a dissent, the internet would explode.
Do you mind signing this copy?
I am 84 years old, and everyone wants to take a picture with me.
A year after the death of her husband, Justice Ginsburg spoke with VOA's Julie Tabo about her legacy.
I hope that I will be remembered as someone who loves the law, loves her country, loves humanity, prizes the dignity of every individual, and works as hard as she can with whatever talent she has to make the world a little better than it was when I entered it.
Penelope Pulu, VOA News.
Our thanks to you for listening to Entertainment News. I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.